Hi, I'm Sherry Yard, the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in Food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the St. Patrick's Day holiday weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, also LA Marathon. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. One little program note. For those of you that are listening on the stream, at 11:30, the stream goes to Angels pregame. They're playing the Chicago Cubs today, Cactus League play in Arizona. All you have to do is switch over to your AM radio, and we are right there at 8:30 a.m. So don't think we've disappeared, because we haven't. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. The 7th annual Masters of Taste event is coming up on Sunday, April 7th, in the afternoon at the Rose Bowl Stadium in Pasadena. And this is always a wonderful annual event, not only because of the great restaurants and craft beers and spirits companies and bakeries that are part of it, but this is the only event of its size that I know of that is actually on the field of the Rose Bowl, which is something pretty incredible. Every year, they have culinary hosts for the event that become really the spokespeople for Masters of Taste. This year is no different, and it is the husband and wife team of executive chef Brett Thompson and Lucy Thompson Ramirez, who've been part of this event for as many years as I can remember, but it's gratifying that they're getting the recognition to be the official host this year. And with that as background, it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Brett and Lucy back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Oh gosh, we got you in stereo. I like that. I imagine last night you both were at the new restaurant in Pasadena. Before we talk about Masters of Taste, just briefly tell us about the new restaurant in Pasadena, because I know this has been a long work in progress, and you are delighted to finally be open. So either Brett or Lucy, whoever wants to jump in there.
I'll jump in. Thank you so much for mentioning that. Yeah, we opened up Pez Coastal Kitchen here in Pasadena, in old Pasadena, just about a month ago now, and I'm very, very excited. It's a really a, sort of a culmination of, I think, you know, the many years of training to do this, and the concept's all about celebrating seasonal seafood, seasonal produce, seasonal local farms, and and really excited to be part of the Pasadena community.
Well, you've actually unofficially, Brett, been part of the Pasadena community for a number of years with your involvement in Masters of Taste. Share with our audience, Chef Brett, if you will, why Masters of Taste is so important to you, and then also I think we should mention the cause, because that's pretty important too.
Yeah. We've been part of this event for 10 years now. We've since the inception, and yes, we are local here in San Gabriel, so it does feel like our backyard. And it's definitely our top event of the year. We like to do in terms of the charity events, and it benefits Union Station Homeless. We're not only a part of Union Station Homeless through Masters of Taste, but we also, as a family, are part of a Boys Team charity, and we do, work with them as well for doing, making like bag lunches and helping out as much as we can. So it's just weird how we're sort of, just inundated with this in different parts of our life. And Lucy, if you want to add on to that, I know you've got some great thoughts as well.
Yeah, please, let's bring Lucy into the conversation.
Thank you so much. First, thank you so much for having us. We're super excited to have our brand new restaurant open in Pasadena and to have this opportunity to share our involvement with Masters of Taste. We're really honored to this year to be the host chef. And like Brett said, I just want to echo that Union Station Homeless Services, I think, has been such a great part of our community. Living in San Gabriel, in the San Gabriel Valley, I think that homelessness affects all of us, and to have someone really approach this to find a solution with real dignity and humanity towards people who are going through a rough time, it's really admirable. And the opportunity to help out at whatever capacity we can through sharing food and breaking bread with other people, I just think it's a no-brainer for us to really involved ourselves fully in Masters of Taste and Union Station Homeless Services. So thank you.
Well, what's really incredible about Union Station Homeless Services is they've been doing what they've been doing for over 50 years. You know, homelessness now is kind of a cause celeb, and a lot of people are jumping in and doing things. But before this was a primary topic of conversation, Union Station Homeless Services was there providing support and programming to the community. And, you know, one thing we want to mention before we go further about the Masters of Taste event, very unusually, 100% of the ticket sales, and let me emphasize that again, 100% of the ticket sales price goes to the benefiting charity. There are no deductions. There are very few nonprofit charitable events that are done out there where that happens. And Brett or Lucy, you can expand on that because, you know, this is a point worth repeating.
Mm-hmm. Lucy, you go on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, 100% of the proceeds. You know, there's a lot of events that maybe sometimes offer a stipend, or they promote that this is going towards a good cause, which I'm sure they all do. But this one, you can rest assured that 100% of it goes towards it. And at the same time, it's a beautiful show. It is really curated in such a great way with community small businesses and culinary chefs. And it's just been a great opportunity to be a part of this. And even those who cannot attend, I think just knowing that any donation goes towards this organization 100%, I think is a great opportunity to get involved and put a small dent in whatever we can to solve this homelessness issue.
And believe me, you know, Union Station Homeless Services is you know, making a real effort at that with results, which it's important. You know, the homeless situation is not something that you can just throw money at. The money needs to be well spent and needs to go into programming and services. Either Brett or Lucy, before we go on, can you give us information about ticket price and ticket availability? Because I do want our listeners to know, this event typically sells out a couple of weeks in advance. It's very popular. Word of mouth from people that attend the event every year is very enthusiastic, and the word gets out there. So please go ahead.
Yes, so tickets are available on mastersoftaste.com. There is a general admission and a VIP admission that is actually really fun to attend because you get to try all of the different restaurants before anybody comes on. And the ticket price for general admission starts at $155. But like I said, because 100% of the proceeds goes towards such a great cause, I think that any donation would help.
Well, and, you know, we definitely on the SoCal Restaurant Show recommend the VIP ticket. It's more than worth it. When we come back from break, we will talk about some of the elements that are in this event. But just the quality of food that is available from restaurants throughout the greater Los Angeles area, every chef or restaurateur that participates in this event, this is not second best. They're putting out the best taste they possibly can come up with. And there are also wine, spirits, desserts, entertainment. I mean, it kind of goes on and on and on. So, and then also the experience, we are a sports radio station, and to have the opportunity to able to be on the field at the Rose Bowl, this is a very unusual opportunity. And as far as I know, Masters of Taste is the only event of its size that the folks that run the Rose Bowl allow to do this. So, you know, talking about a special experience, it is. We are talking with Executive Chef Brett Thompson and his wife, Lucy Thompson Ramirez, who is the front of the house person, as they like to say, the boss lady for their two restaurants. We're talking about the Masters of Taste event, which is coming up on April 7th on the field of the Rose Bowl from 3 to 7 p.m. We're going to pick up the conversation on the other side. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back.